that 3 points by putting in a different snapper on the field goal.
I don't think that.
You know what? I know you're gonna take his side because both of you being of the ages that you are, so you're one of the same.
I bet I've already applied for Social Security. He might not have yet.
Well, he needs it because he's $50 million in the
hole. Now, one more time, because it made national news. What Tyler Wilson said and what Lou Holtz. Well, let's hear what Lou Holtz said.
The truth, Counselor Holtz.
Well, because Mr. May knows this. The more honor and respect among the team, the greater the team. You cannot possibly have any kind of football team if there's not a trust on the team and a loyalty on the team. Maybe there is not leadership. I don't know. But I do know this. It is not the quarterback's obligation or responsibility or prerogative to evaluate his other teammates. There is nothing that can possibly be gained from it. And maybe the fact they got beat 52-0, maybe some of those comments were made in the locker room for the last couple of weeks, because something is amiss, and you cannot tolerate this.
And he was commenting on this.
We'll start with the football game. Obviously, it wasn't very pretty to watch. It wasn't pretty for me to sit on the sideline and watch as a player. Sucks I can't be out there to do anything about it. Do I feel that we, at times, gave up out there? Yeah, absolutely. And as a leader, it sucks to see people not do their jobs and things go wrong. There's been a lot of things gone that way. As a leader at this point, you got to look forward. And, you know, there's been a lot of people jump off the bandwagon. It's my responsibility as a leader to keep everybody in this organization, in this team, in that locker room together. And I'm going to make sure of it going forward. We've got a big game against Rutgers next week. I'm going to do everything in my power to be a part of it and be the starting quarterback to run out there on the field and get a win.
That's what he said. And we have our you've been around longer than anybody. I say that as far as a just fall off the cliff in two games mentality, I don't know that I've ever seen it fall this far, this fast. And we were up there for all the wrong reasons to begin with, but we were still up there. And to fall this far and get outscored like that in the past 5.5 quarters, I'm almost tired of football.
Better hang in there. A lot of games. Got a lot of games to play.
Only week two, week three.
But you can go at it 100 different ways. Would he have made that statement if Petrino was the coach or if Holtz was the coach or if Frank Broyles was the coach? Right. Probably not. But John L.'s a different guy. And he asked permission, you know, he asked the sports information. I doubt seriously if they asked him, what are you going to say? He went on and said what he said. Part of it's frustration. And the one thing I will agree, if you watched them play, the fourth quarter, they laid down. Alabama's up 38-0. Saban's not one to run it up. He's going to run the football. That's all he's going to do. And in the fourth quarter, they ran 16 plays for 98 yards, 6 yards a carry. Against, if you had to put 13 guys on a line of scrimmage, you're supposed to knock them down somewhere. Have enough pride in yourself and so forth to go up there and knock the guy down.
Well, I will say this, though, too. Listen, Alabama's second, third string are high school All-Americans. Right. And when you've gotten your butts kicked and you're out there, you got one little burst of energy and you get run over by, you know, a better player.
Another future All-American.
Yeah.
And that goes back to something you and I have talked about 100 times. They have not recruited well the last 2 or 3 years.
It's amazing. And I think that's part of the deal, Tommy, when you were saying we didn't see this coming. I think we maybe thought with the players we lost last year that we'd plug in equal players, and that hadn't been the case.
Okay, and a lot of that goes back to Paul Haynes and the Cotton Bowl, and everybody got all excited, and I think you and I had this conversation. Kansas State didn't have a playmaker in the backfield except for that big quarterback, right? They had Beckett up there. He's still on. He's on the Patriots roster. Jericho
Franklin,
Nelson,
four-year starter.
Tremaine Thomas. A couple of those guys made it all the way to the final cut. And Tenarius Wright was playing in the right position.
Right
now he's still playing, but he's a middle linebacker. Right. And you can't. Alabama's not playing with those guys. They're not. They're playing with great high school All-American linebackers.
And we go back. The next hire better be somebody who can recruit. It better be somebody who can somehow convince people to come play at Fayetteville and be, you know, get those players that maybe we haven't been getting the last few years. I don't know.
And it starts with defense. It does. I know people like seeing the ball in the air. I understand that.
But Tommy, Harry made a point, Roger, that did you hear him? He said, you know, maybe it was Tommy made the point. I can't remember during the break about USC.
Yeah, 26 yards
USC
rushing.
USC only had 26 yards rushing against Stanford. Again, that's how you win football games. You hold an opponent to 50 or 75 yards or less and make them throw it, and you have a chance to win a game.
I don't think Virginia Tech did that well on the ground.
Same thing.
50-something.
Same thing.
50-something
and Arkansas, it was pathetic. And I will always go back to turnovers, kicking game, and defense, and special teams. And those will always play a key part. And they did in the first quarter. After that, it didn't matter. But you get the bad snap, you miss a field goal, they hit a field goal, and all of a sudden the things are out of control.
I guess it's amazing. It's a good team that doesn't make mistakes when you're hanging on. And listen, the defense came out, had 3-3 and outs, which is the way they played the last 2 weeks is saying something. I thought, well, you know, great. They're getting some confidence. And then you give them 6 yards to go for a touchdown, and then you have a fumble. And then it just, you know, so the better team just goes, sorry, we're going to crush you now.
The inferior team helps the superior team.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
And they certainly did that. 433-1037. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's get it. Brad, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just a few things. Tyler Wilson, you know, I understand people are mad about it, but none of the other coaching staff were addressing the guys quitting, and so you know, at least somebody stepped up and made that statement. They need to just pick it up and move, you know, do something with their ability that they do have. I think y'all made the statement or asked the question: if we have a bad year, you know, is the coaching job going to be less appealing?
Yep.
I don't think so, for the simple fact of I could go in there next year and be a better coach than if we have a losing season this year. I mean, I'm not big on myself. I'm just saying anyone could step up and say, hey, you know, I'm not doing as bad as what happened last year if we have a bad year this year. Yes, we do need a recruiter. Yes, we do need somebody that's going to go in there and motivate the players to play above their level, not to, you know, let it be okay for them to lay down in the fourth quarter like they did Saturday. And anyway, y'all have a great week, guys.
Thanks. Kevin, what's up?
Oh, my God. I must be getting old. I'm agreeing with Harry now.
It happens.
you're probably going to retire in the next 6 months, then, if you're agreeing with me.
Did Randy Rainwater and Trey Shipp, they said that he was getting fired.
Hey, that was a rumor that it started somehow. It came out of the postgame show that John L. Smith, there was a press conference. I guess somebody must have thrown that out as a possibility. Again, Harry, I don't think that will ever happen because Jeff Long would have to admit that he made a mistake in hiring.
Are you going to hire an interim to replace an interim? I mean, come on.
Oh, that's interesting. Hire an interim to replace an interim.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are doing it.
You know, I thought about that yesterday as well, Saturday as well. Have we had more interim coaches in the last 20 years than anybody else?
Now we had Reggie Herring. We had Joe
Kynes. This guy.
Maybe.
Jeez.
Hey, by the way, has anyone ever seen John L. Smith and that Jerry Van Dyke at the same time?
I've heard the comparison. At least Jerry Van Dyke pulls the mouth down on his headset the other day. Once again, through the whole game, you watch. They put the shot on him, and his head, he's not saying anything. He's not doing anything. He's doing what he's told, I guess. John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey.
Hey, man, this is for David there. David, I was watching Tank play middle linebacker. Man, he's a great defensive end that I think Otha Peters should get a little more playing time.
That's a good point, John. I actually thought sort of the same thing. I just, again, there's instincts that are involved there. There's nuances and stepping and reading and that you have to do, and he's struggling. And listen, even Highsmith is struggling to do his responsibility. I sort of agree. I thought about last week. This is a kid, y'all, that came out of Louisiana, was a Louisiana Player of the Year. I don't almost see, just like Jerry Franklin 4 years ago, stick him in there, let him get beat up a little bit, let him learn the system. He's a natural linebacker. It comes a little bit easier to him.
And do you not get a pass rush if you move right back to defensive end?
That's a good point there, too, yeah. Okay. I was going to ask, too, is the SEC, do you think, are we seeing, is the SEC what they say it is, other than two teams?
Oh, it is at the top. I'd give you three or four teams.
We put Georgia in there?
Yeah.
Let's roll through the SEC. Yeah. Auburn tied at 14, last play of the half. Do you see that?
No.
That Hail Mary.
I got it. Oh, my Lord.
And that virtually won the game for them because they won by
Won in overtime.
Seven.
Won in overtime.
Yeah, overtime. Barely won. Hail Mary saved them. I'm sorry. What the hell? And then we ask this every year. What is a Hokie?
It's a rooster, isn't it? Or a rooster. It's a feathery type.
It's an animal of some sort.
Yeah. We have it has nothing to do with the SEC, but I was making my notes, and their story was in the middle of it. And I said, Karen, what's a hokey? She said, the Arkansas offense is hokey, but that's all we could come up with. Well, they were upset. Perhaps the second biggest upset of the year, number two, USC beaten.
Yep. Hard to believe.
Did you watch that?
No, I was actually busy. I know that's
– And they have to play Oregon, which I think Oregon –
10 o'clock on Saturday night. What are you doing?
Driving.
Oh, you had a late one, huh?
So that leads to the Pac-10. You got Oregon and Stanford then as the premier programs for the right now for the Pac-10.
Cal looked good against Ohio State. Could have
beat them, yeah.
Aggies roar, that's not good for Arkansas. Ditto LSU 63-14. I don't care who they're playing. Missouri and Georgia win. South Carolina, the one that everybody continues to write off, won 49-6, and we still got to play them. Mississippi State is 3-0.
Although they struggle with Troy. Did you see that?
Yeah. Although
we struggle with Sunbelt teams.
I know. The Sunbelt.
Kentucky lost to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sunbelt is just flexing its muscles in the SEC this year. Good Lord.
And maybe the Gators are on their way back. Other than that, Alabama, LSU, and the rest of them. And we used to be in the upper echelon of the rest of them, and we're not anymore. So take it from there. The middle of the pack is going to be the middle of the pack. I think it's down from last year. I think the middle of the pack is down from last year.
So I think I'd argue that way. I think the middle of the pack, there's more in the middle of the pack this year. I thought the last
Georgia
couple
won.
Of years the bottom has been really bad.
You know, I say what conference is looking comparable? You know, the Big Ten. They made the point. Big Ten is out of the national championship picture.
I think the Pac-12 looks better than people thought.
Maybe the Pac. Listen, the Big 12. You got West Virginia. Texas looks like they're back. You got Oklahoma. So you got three. And then Texas Tech is 3-0. Would Tuberville get back in the discussion if they all of a sudden go? Although I don't know if they played anybody. I think so. I think most people sort of view him as maybe
a third backup kind of thing. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Hey, Ty, what's up?
I just wanted to say, you know, Tyler Wilson, you know, he did the right thing. At least he showed some emotion and anger, you know what I'm saying? I mean, John L. would have got up there. They're like, what are y'all going to do or whatever? He'd be like, well, I'm just going to, you know, slap him in the face, tell him, come on, baby. And, I mean, he really wouldn't have, you know, he wouldn't have done nothing. Tyler Wilson stepping up as a leader and pretty much showing that, you know, we don't have no, you know, coach as a leader. And Wilson, he wouldn't have went down at ULM. You know, we would have won that game. I mean, everybody knows that. Bama, you know, there's no way, you know, they would have stomped us still. But I think we would have got some scores on the board at least.
Yep.
But hopefully he'll be back next week. And maybe our fans will get back. We've got a lot of fans that fell off, kind of like what Wilson was saying. But anyway, go Hawks.
You got Rutgers at A&M at Auburn, Kentucky.
Well, the truth is, if you could win the next 2 weeks, you could win five or six in a row.
Okay, listen, you got Rutgers at home.
Okay. Let's say you get the win.
Then you go, do we think we can beat A&M at College Station?
No.
I think it's going to be tough. Can you win at Auburn?
Can you outscore A&M at College Station? That's what it amounts to. Can you beat them 35-31? I don't know.
I think we were also fed a line of malarkey, and I bit into it and drank the Kool-Aid that we had much better receivers coming in than we got.
Yeah, obviously we haven't been.
Anytime you got a quarterback going out to play right receiver, there's no depth on that receiver. Right.
But then he looks pretty good against Jacksonville State. I understand that, but he looks like a receiver. But now you got to play him at quarterback.
Well, there have been people that have asked much tougher questions than you guys have.
I got to ask you guys a question. All right, we heard Switzer was up up there a couple of days ago, and you read his article in the paper today or what he said about you got to forget this game. Well, Pat, David, you guys have done these type of things. Let's say we win against ULM last week, and now we're going up against Alabama, and we lose, good or bad, bigger, small, whatever. Okay, you move on to the next game after the Alabama game and go, okay, you know what? We didn't beat the number one team in the country, you know, but we can forget about this and we can be proud about that. Can you forget about a loss to ULM and go into this game?
Is this a trivia question?
Goodness, where are you going, Roger?
Can you forget about losing to a Sunbelt team with your question first
and then coming back to you, United States?
Okay, like I said, Pat, you and David were athletes. Trey, you played one on the road.
Can you bounce back after losing to a lesser than against the big one?
That's it. But it's like I said there, you won't have me to kick around much longer.
Can I tell you, Harry, that's the kind of question you need to ask next time you're in a media room.
And just watch the guy glaze over.
I glazed over myself.
I see a director going like this.
Well, Roger, we got 8 people on this telecast, this radio show.
Well, I had to get as much time as I could.
Roger soaked that question. I had to get as much as I could.
Thank you very much. Listen. I will not get on the Razorback bandwagon until everybody that wants to get married can get married in this country.
The only thing I was missing on that question was, where was your leg cut off? Above the knee or below?
Smack. Smack.
Oh,
Bill, what's up?
Even I'm disturbed.
Can we not find out who the sportscaster of the century was?
Thanks, RJ. Hokie is a turkey, by the way. Hokie is a turkey, according to Acree and Hunter. It's a turkey. I'm sorry.
Acree said so?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a turkey.
Bill.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just a couple things, then I'll hang up and listen. First off, John L. might as well go ahead and quit because everybody's already wrote him off. I mean, obviously.
Right.
He had a couple titles behind his name. He had done good here and there, but he obviously hasn't done good here. And second off, when I was listening to the Bo show the other day, they were talking about thinking outside the box for a coach. Maybe you shouldn't look for one that's currently, you know, doing really well and look for people that have done really well in the past. I mean, if one was brought up that has been a college coach, NFL coach, look at, like, Jimmy Johnson, for instance.
He's older than me.
Look, you do listen to Bo's show, and you need to call 911 immediately and to get somebody to perform CPR on you because apparently you've drowned in the Kool-Aid. You've actually drowned in the Kool-Aid. Jimmy Johnson is going to get off that big boat, that shtick he's got on Sunday morning, where he does whatever he wants to do. He's got girls running around. He's got 9 boats in the no.
He's also as old as I am.
I don't. Yeah, he is.
He played up there.
Who is?
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, stop it. Harry, I still say, if Will Muschamp, if they continue to win at Florida, Kirby Smart and an assistant also, but if we don't have a great big name head coach, instead of hiring a Jim Grobetop, I'd rather roll the dice on a guy who's won 3 national championships as an assistant coach and has been coaching the defense. It's been number 1 in the nation for 10 years.
It's okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think if Muschamp doesn't end up strong, I don't think they'll go with an assistant for some reason. I just think there's a parallel. Because, hey, listen.
You're saying Muschamp would leave Florida?
No, I'm just saying.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Listen, Muschamp is auditioning, I think, for hiring top assistants versus, you got to hire a head coach. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. Right now, the theory is don't hire an assistant coach.
Is he going to leave the job as defensive assistant coordinator
at Alabama
job at Arkansas?
I think he would.
He's from Georgia. He's a Southern guy.
Yeah,
he's high
all
energy.
All guys
want
to be head coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, other than a Monty Kiffin kind of guy.
That's right.
Everybody else wants to be a head coach.
A recognizable rules, tangible.
It's got to be somebody to get us excited. They're looking for money to keep building some buildings up there.
Roger, again, how did you word the question?
We don't have that much time.
I was going to say, we got a half hour.
I love you, Roger Scott. You're not going anywhere.
Strahan, be cool. Hey, calm down.
Tommy feels sorry.
Calm down.
Thanks, bud.
Just calm down.
That's it, Basil.
All you got to do is calm down.
I'm going
to
knife
in your face.
I'll send you to get your Papa Murphy's pizza if you tell me who the they're already going in the, all hell's broken loose.
Jesus.
We have no coach around here. All hell's broken loose. The players are fighting in the. All I say is go Henderson Reddies. That's what I say.
Go Henderson!
Go Henderson! Get them, boys. Get them. 8 cities in America, I don't think we can say on the radio. We'll talk about that later.
Because you're
normal.
You're
really old.
No.
No.
Did a great job. Yeah.
Roger, has it affected you in any way? Did it affect you and Samantha on the weekend?
I was able to carry every bag of groceries into the house by myself this weekend.
You're off and running, brother. Something I want to ask a little bit later, and King can shed some light on this if he wants to. Really, why does over half of the world, it seems, and they showed a map, half of the world hate America? From Argentina to China to most of the Middle East, half of Africa hate us. I mean, they hate us. They wish death upon us, and death to Americans. Are they jealous? Do we try too hard to make them like us? Why? I mean, I could care. They could make a movie about whoever, the Pope, in Germany, and he's riding a donkey backwards, and I don't care. But these guys get a hold of a movie where a guy is Allah.
What else do they have going on in their lives, really? What's going on over there that's worthwhile?
They got some great quarterbacks over there. Those guys can throw tear gas canisters like a, with the best of them.
I'd rather have linebackers.
Well, they don't have them.
Yeah. See, that's weird. The problem with their team.
They don't have any power. No power.
That's right.
Now you got to have the, like Matt Jones said, you got to have the power up front. So there you go. Well, those Chinese got some big fat guys. What I like watching is the, and we're going to do Choose Your News, because I get tired of turning on the news every night and seeing the same news stories. It's either Libya. It's the economy. It's a presidential race.
Right.
I want to see some new news stories, so we're going to do Choose Your News. And there was every time they show the Chicago teacher strike, I tell you what, the average school teacher in Chicago weighs about 320 pounds. I mean, they're just—they have to take breaks from protesting. They're so tired.
Oh my!
They're fat.
Hey, Boardwalk Empire started last night. New season and Saturday Night Live started.
Oh, I heard Saturday Night Live was—I did see the clip.
They had Gangnam on it. Yeah, he was on there.
That was a funny skit. Yeah. And apparently, the guy who did the swimmer, Litke. Apparently, that was hilarious. According to Mike and Mike this morning.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
that was
bombed Romney away too.
Yeah, they did.
Put him away. It's over. It's over. That is over. Fred, what's up?
Hey, y'all know what uniforms we're going to wear this week?
All the talk about the uniforms. Oh. All the talk about the uniforms. And who cares, Jason?
Hey, guys. I'm not going to talk football. Like you, Tommy, last Monday I filed for divorce, and it was definitely granted by the judge on Saturday.
Yes, I understand.
One thing I do want to mention, Mike Anderson has got the basketball program headed in the right direction.
Write it down, 737.
Wow.
he's recruiting guys like Nolan used to, big, tall guards.
Yeah, Pat Bradley and I met them Saturday at the at Bud Walton.
200 pounds. That's I think, what we need.
September
for 17th, basketball.
We're talking about it.
And I got a guest on your sportscaster. Is it Vin Scully?
It is Vin Scully.
Wow. Vin Scully. He's been around the longest, hasn't he?
Yep. 9 years old.
How old, 90?
They started in 1950,
Harry.
Didn't they say?
What was it like coming into the
break? All I can tell you is that loss in 1914 was not as bad as you think it was.
Well, against Tulsa. Right. Did you see the second one? What is like the miners of
John Henry or somebody like that?
Yeah, let me
like
see
that.
Where that was. Yeah,
I don't know. I hadn't got my media kind of. Yeah, believe it or not, I was not in the stands.
Missouri Mines. It was the Missouri Mines in 1914. Whoever the Missouri Mines, that was.
Yeah, but they got a couple early turnovers. That's what.
That was a road game. No, yeah, what, right. It was a home game.
Whoops.
There we go. We got him.
Sandy straddles a rubber, leans on his right knee, stares into Roseboro. Now he's set, Keneal waiting. Strike two pitch. Curveball, a big bouncer to Gilliam. Jim has it, goes to Burright. Yeah. They get one, and that's all. Two out in the ninth inning, and Felix Mantilla the batter. And listen to this crowd. So the entire ball game, Koufax, perhaps his biggest night, maybe even more important to him than his 18 strikeouts against the Giants. Till it's all on the line as Felix Mantilla is the batter, on deck Frank Thomas. They're all well aware of what's at stake at the moment. 2-1 to Mantilla. Koufax set. And the pitch, fastball, a big bouncer down to Wills. He has it, goes to Burright, no hitter. The Dodgers are out to mob Koufax halfway between third and home. Fairly with his arms around Sandy, pushing him towards the dugout. Other Dodgers leaping over.
And that's 45 years ago.
Don't hear the old straddle the rubber as much as you used to.
Now it's the bump.
Is that what they call it?
That's
the bump?
The pitcher's mound is now the bump.
He even had to say something about Twitter and all that.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was talking about.
He just read it. He said, I don't know what they did. They just told me to read this. I have no idea. It was about a player, and then they did.
So you saw the interview?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think he looked 84 years old either.
No. I'm like you, though.
Harry, how do you and Vince Scully keep from looking in your mid-80s? What's the key there?
A lot of golf. Yeah, that's it.
And they had bobblehead night for him, and his grandkids came, and he threw out the pitch. Looked pretty good throwing a pitch.
I thought it was smart because they had they had all the grandkids lined down the baseline, third baseline, and once he got to that last kid,
he didn't have to throw it that far.
He was able to toss that.
But he had motion at least.
Oh my gosh, it was great to see. It was bobblehead night. Yeah. He's been. I mean, he's just. I'm like Tommy though. I don't think he knew most of those kids' names.
No.
I know both of mine.
Yeah, he's got like 17 grandkids. I'm like, golly, man. You got
to
remember.
It's good to see you, little man.
Of course, remember starting lineups night after night. Maybe has a gift for that. I don't know. He's a strange cat, but 84 years old and just signed another contract. Golly. All right, you're on warning. Go ahead, Tiger Bait.
The king of all callers, Tiger Bait, or jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Hey, Basil, did you call me irrelevant this morning?
Yes, you're irrelevant now. I'm sorry.
You know, you really have become because nobody cares anymore.
Nobody.
But what's Arkansas losing is so bad for your business. It's so bad for your.
The Tigers are 2-0, ranked number 2 in the country.
That's new.
And as long as we're 11-2 or 12-1 and playing for the national championship every 3 years, Tiger Bay will never be irrelevant.
Yeah, it's like I said, you're like the candy corn in the bottom of the Halloween bag. That's all that's left. We have to take it.
Hey, smack my breath. Easy there. Hey, let me tell you who's irrelevant. It's that waterboarding Bo Mattingly. That's who's irrelevant now. Nobody believes a thing that's coming out of his mouth now.
I will give you just a shred of I always remember where he is and the position he's put himself in where he cannot actually say what he believes. But last week or a couple of times when he was banging on the fans in Little Rock and banging this and banging that, and he went. But one day he did go after the coaches to the point where the last line of defense, Clay Henry, almost it was like he needed him. Hey, you can't do that. You can't talk about the coaches up here. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, it's ridiculous what he's done to your fan base and your the media has got a lot to do with it too. Y'all's team, you had what's hard to believe is y'all had 17 starting returners off the 5th-ranked team in the country last year.
It's not just the local media; the national media bought in too. And the first thing I said when I came on today, I don't blame anybody but myself for drinking just glug 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 on that.
You were waterboarded as well as everybody else. But let me tell you something: that John Chapter moron Smith, he's not only bankrupting his family. He's bankrupting y'all's football program, and he's bankrupting your university. I think ESPN said y'all lost, what, $20, $25 million already this year?
Do I know?
I think that's an exaggeration, but I can tell you this. They've lost money. The restaurants up there are losing money. The places that sell Razorback T-shirts restaurants here are losing money.
StubHub, your tickets for next week's game, they're $9.
Listen,
y'all
don't you have something better to do to go on looking at the prize? Oh my goodness!
It really is. I tell you, every time he calls, he makes it real hard for me to come upon him in a traffic accident and want to help.
I am looking forward to see LSU play Florida in the Swamp and LSU play Alabama. Those will be two interesting games this year.
Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Tommy, David, Basil. You know, it's hard to listen to that guy, but he makes some valid points some places because we were up. I've watched 3 games, and, you know, I'm not going to the Rutgers game. We have tickets. It's behind Bo Mattingly's ex-in-laws, and that's the reason why they're ex.
You know,
one person doesn't make a difference, Tommy, because I've listened to your show without you gone with David and Rogers, and I turn it off.
Oh, thanks.
They're better fans than I am.
We'd be 2-1 if Petrino was there. We'd have lost that game, you know, 28 points. We'd had 28 points on the board.
No, you wouldn't.
Now I'm glad you don't listen.
We didn't have 28 last year with Petrino.
They weren't going to block those guys. They made 19 yards rushing against them last year.
Al Davis, we were driving the ball down. Brandon Freshman, this is Al Davis on an out. He tried to go triple coverage. And they came back and it was 17-0. It was 28-0. It was a lot to nothing. And everybody started leaving.
Yeah.
One person can make a difference.
If he's a quarterback, he can.
Difference. Yeah.
Anyway, I call up there sometimes. I'll call a lot. And I'm laughing. I'm joking. But it's serious now. I got 4 tickets to Rutgers. And I'm going to FedEx them to my brother. And he's going to try to give them away.
I think you go on StubHub now. If, they'll give you $7 to take the tickets.
Hey, listen, I respect any fans who continue to go over and support the team. Hey, sure. good for you.
I got nothing against the fans. It's the team I got a problem with.
I love you guys.
All right, thanks for the call.
I don't think you do, sir.
You don't think he what?
Loves us.
Roger, again, how are we supposed to take if they win? If the ULM lost.
RJ played that
Alabama
question
wins.
Backwards. That's why you didn't understand it. Hey, they're out, Harry. Either agree or I come over and hug you.
I'm confused.
I know you are.
We're just going to play better. Just go in and pat them on the butt and tell them they got to play better. I don't blame Jeff Long, John L. Smith, Four Finger. I don't blame any of them. It's my fault.
Oh.
Hey, it's David Basil for